Australia is helping Afghanistan develop its fledgling mining industry and tap into mineral and energy reserves estimated to be worth trillions of dollars. The country is eager to find a new source of revenue when international aid starts to decline and foreign forces withdraw next year. Afghan Mining Minister Walid Ala Sharani is visiting Australia on a fact-finding mission and will attend mining development conferences in Sydney next week. He told Our Resources reporter Sue Lannan he hoped that contracts would be signed within weeks.
I'm expecting that by end of June, 5 or 6 major concessions will be awarded for iron ore, copper, gold and oil and gas.
Now you're in Australia to attend a mining conference. You've also been meeting ministers and various government departments. What sort of assistance are you getting from Australia to develop your mining industry?
First of all, Australia has been one of our major development partners. Australia is also one of the most successful and one of the largest mining countries in the world. And we have been benefiting from a number of the support that we're getting from Australian government in the form of the scholarships, which is badly needed in Afghanistan. We have got a number of the students which are studying at Australian universities, and some of them they are here in Perth, they will transfer back to Afghanistan. They will help the Ministry of Mines and Petroleum in Afghanistan to manage the resources in the right way. And in addition to that, we have been negotiating right now with the government of Australia on the next phase of their support to Afghanistan.
Have you had a lot of interest from Australian mining companies?
We have been in communication with them, both in Australia, in a number of the capitals. In the last 2 years, we had a number of the roadshows or the promotion events, and we had the opportunity to interact with them. A number of the Australian junior companies, they have been very active around the globe. But the biggest impact that Australian mining companies they are making in Africa is the introduction of the best practices.
Can you actually implement best practices in Afghanistan, given the problems you face? You have a very serious security situation with a Taliban and Al-Qaeda insurgency. So how can you actually have a mining industry?
On the issue of the security is a concern. But it doesn't mean that the entire Afghanistan is insecure. And a number of the deals which are going to be signed, they will lead to the investment of the billions of dollars. And the more investment that we'll get, it will also lead to a higher degree of stability. Once the people, they realize, the benefits of these projects in the form of the jobs, welfare, access to income. So all these types of initiatives will further increase the degree of stability.
Afghanistan itself has had recently some big corruption scandals. How are you going to limit corruption in the mining industry?
The government of Afghanistan has committed to a number of the international transparency initiatives, such as the EITI, or Extractive Transparency Initiative. We have introduced a number of the policy measures, such as that for each and every major deal, from day one when the tender process begins until the conclusion of the contract negotiation and award of the contract, we have appointed international monitors. The government has been very much serious, ensuring the highest degree of transparency and efficiency in the development of these resources.
And that's the Afghan Mining Minister Walid Ala Sharani speaking to Resources reporter Sue Lannan.